Welcome to another edition of King's Corner, a weekly podcast powered by Mitsubishi, where I get a chance to talk to members of your Pembroke Lumber Kings every Friday. Today, I welcome Dean Carvalho, big power forward for the squad. Dean, thanks for joining me. Let's start off with your thoughts on last season before we look ahead, shall we?
We had a great season. We came up short, you know, in the first round, but I feel like we had a really successful season compared to where we started the year and how we finished. Yeah, but overall, I really had a great time up here.
Now, you said up here, meaning home is down. Where?
I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philly. Wow, you must have been a Broad Street Bullies Flyers fan as a kid, no doubt. When did you start playing hockey?
So I was a little bit older. I was 10. So I grew up in Center City, and there's not really much. I mean, like, we had the Flyers, but there's not much like youth hockey around there in the actual city. I moved out maybe 10, 15 minutes outside of the city to the suburbs in third grade.
So pretty young, like most who get as far as you do. But it wasn't hockey right off the bat that you were drawn to, was it?
And then there was an ad in the school newspaper, and my mom just signed me up for hockey because I tried a bunch of other sports. I didn't really like anything. And from there, I just fell in love with it and started playing. And ever since then, I've been playing every year.
So you're playing down in Philly, loving the game, but it's a long way to Pembroke. How did you wind up all the way up here?
Alex Armstrong, he reached out to me in the spring of my senior year of high school, and from there, we had a few conversations, and I ended up signing with the team, and then I came out training camp in August, and the rest is history.
The rest is history indeed. So you're in your second year on the squad here. You're one of the older guys on the team, as you know. What are you hoping to work on this season?
Just overall being able to control the game. Obviously, I'm playing a bigger role this year on the team.
How is it you're playing a bigger role, Dean?
I was named the assistant captain this year. And just in terms of skill-wise, I'm one of the older, not the oldest on the team, but one of the older guys, more experienced. So, and we do have a really young team this year.
Right. So as an older player, what are you telling the younger guys out there? I asked this of Fortier as well. What's your message to the others around this?
Making sure, let everybody know, you know, not worry about it. I mean, a lot of the times, I mean, we've played, what, 7 games so far. So I think a lot of the nerves are out from the younger guys, but I'm sure some guys are still nervous.
Yeah, I mean, you got to sometimes help calm guys down out there a bit. I mean, you've been in their shoes.
But I think it's just about having fun playing hockey. Like, they're here for a reason, so... that's the biggest thing to stress to those guys.
Dean, the fans at the PMC are pretty lively, pretty involved. You've played in a lot of barns in the league. How do you like playing in the PMC?
It's better than any other rink I've played in. I mean, like, I wouldn't move this far away from home, I think, to play for any other team in the league.
I know that kind of heart is going to go a long way with the hometown fans. You've had a handful of games in the rear view, and you've seen quite a bit of the competition last year. Who do you have your eyes on early in the season?
I think Rockland's going to be really tough again. I mean, they won everything last year, and they almost won the national championship. I think they finished top 4. They're going to be really good. They have a ton of returning guys back and a bunch of really good new additions.
I think you said the Bears were another to watch.
Smith Falls, they have a bunch of returning guys from last year, so I think those two are going to be the biggest guys to beat.
Last thing before I let you go, Dean, brand new coach behind the bench, Brandon Richardson. What are your thoughts there?
I love him. He's great. Great addition to the group. He played here back when Sheldon Keefe was here, so he knows what it's like to win. And then he went on, played Division I, played some pro hockey, so he's got a lot of experience that he's bringing to the table.
Dean, I want to thank you for taking the time to sit down with me today. Have a great season, and I look forward to catching up with you later this year. This has been another edition of King's Corner, powered by Mitsubishi. I thank you for taking the time to have a listen. Until next week, for 104.9 MyFM, I'm Richard Evans.